last time on the Golden Garage.
Ronda Rousey, the UFC women's fighter, she successfully defended her bantamweight championship against her opponent, Kat Zingano, or Zingano, who cares what her name is. 14 seconds of fame. She defeated Kat Zingano in 14 seconds, people. 14 seconds. People, think about that for a second. 14 seconds. That is 1 second more than the seconds of fame that Carly Rae Jepsen had from her single Call Me Maybe. Like, honestly, wait, what's that? Yeah, I'm doing a show right now. There's like hardly ever any. There's hardly anyone that comes in the Golden Garage. So, why'd you? Like, who are you? I hear you. I don't see you. Yeah. What? She does? Wait. Hold up. Hold on. Okay. What? Wait. 1 second. 1 second. Hold on. I'll be right back, guys. Hold on. Be right back, guys. Be right back, guys. Be right back, guys. Be right back, guys.
Find out what happens next here on the Golden
Garage. This, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news. Carly Rae Jepsen is doing fine. She's actually, she's okay. She's in good health. She didn't, get hurt or anything. She's okay. She's fine. And she has a new single. She has a song called I Really Like You. And apparently, people like it. I mean, this is amazing. I mean, Call Me Maybe, that was everywhere, 2012 summer. I mean, that was amazing, and now she's trying to come back. I mean, yeah, she probably had a bunch of other singles and stuff on her album and whatnot, but, I mean, come on, it wasn't Call Me Maybe. It wasn't, like, a fire or anything. It wasn't awesome or amazing. A funny story about Carly Rae Jepsen. I actually knew that she wasn't hurt. A couple of days after radio stopped playing "Call Me Maybe," every 5 minutes, because she knocked on the door of the Golden Garage. I didn't know who it was at first. But I heard the knocking. So I lifted up the door a little bit. I'm technically not allowed to leave, but I like to have squirrels come in sometimes, and I feed them. No, I don't actually feed them. They eat parts of my leg. I have so many scars from squirrels, like they. From them eating chunks of me, that it's not even like do you see this right now? I know you can't see it. So I opened the door, I let her in. Well, at first I was like, "Who is it?" She was like, "It's me." I was like, who's it's me? Like, everyone says that. She's like, it's me, Kylie Rae Jepsen. I was like, wait, speak up? She's like, it's me, Kylie Rae Jepsen. I was like, wait, I can't hear you clearly. Kylie Rae what? And Kylie Rae Jepsen. Then she was like, who have you ever heard? Like, who else have you ever heard has the name Kylie Rae Jepsen? So I, like, thought for a nice chunk of time. And then I thought to myself, well, there were a couple of squirrels I know with the name Kylie Rae Jepsen. That's actually a fairly common name among squirrels. Don't know why. Nuts, actually. But she... that, you know, it finally clicked with me. I was like, oh! This is Kylie Rae Jepsen. She's the girl that was famous. So I picked her up. I dusted her shoulders off. Because, you know, you gotta get that dude off your shoulder. And she, And then she spoke. And she's like, hey, I just met you. And this is crazy. And then I said, okay, I know you're gonna have this. You're gonna give me your number, and you're gonna want me to call you. Then she said, maybe. Because she didn't definitively want me to call her. Because she only wanted me to call her if she didn't get famous. Again. I said, okay. So she said, 2013, she's gonna go out. And she's gonna try and get big with another song. So she did. Try. And she came up with a song about leprechauns. And it got zero earplay whatsoever. I felt bad for her. I felt extremely bad for her. Like, she sang her heart out in that song. And, you know, it didn't work. So I called her after that. She was crying. And I said, Carly, you know, it's okay. There'll be other songs. And she said, no, there won't. There won't be other songs. No one's ever going to say my name again. And I said, listen, Carly, you're acting kind of crazy. Ain't calling me, baby. You better say my name. Say my name, say my name. And then she said my name. She said Dr. K. Then she went on to prove her point and said that, you know, no one's ever going to say her name again. So then I went to say her name, and I couldn't, because at that time, a cat had my tongue. And see, the reason why the cat had my tongue is because I opened up the golden garage and I was expecting to let in a squirrel, but it wasn't a squirrel. It was actually a cat. It was a pretty big cat, and it wrestled me to the floor, and it took out my tongue. So the cat had my tongue for a little bit, so I couldn't say Carly's name properly. I could still talk to her in the phone. On the phone. Well, I guess it is in the phone. It's through the phone, right? Yeah. But... anyways. So... I cannot pronounce her name right, because you know how you use your tongue when you say Carly. You don't have to. But yeah, you do. Carly Rae Jepsen. Yeah, so I couldn't say Carly. I mean, I already half pronounced things improperly anyway, so Carly Rae Jepsen, she hung up on me, and I was like, oh man, this isn't good. So she tried again in 2014. She emailed me, and she said, call me, maybe. So, listen, and for all you guys out there, just know that when a girl who was extremely popular a few summers ago tells you to call her maybe, you don't call her maybe. You call her yes. You call her definitively. So I called her, and she said she thinks she knows what she's going to do. So I said, what are you going to do? She said, bad boys, bad boys. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, well, you said, what are you going to do? And there's a song called, Bad Boys, where the chorus goes, bad boys, what you going to do? What you going to do when they come for you? And I said, I'm aware of that. You see, I'm not lying when I talk about the cats and the squirrels outside, because look, you can hear that dog. I guess I should say, listen, you can hear that dog. Now she said that she knows what she's doing. You know, after we were done talking about bad boys, and she didn't really answer the question, what are you going to do? Just going back to that bad boys thing real quick. She didn't really answer the question, because she said, what you going to do? Because I said, what you going to do when they come for you? No, I just said, what you going to do? And then she said, bad boys. And that doesn't really make sense, because how does one bad boys? I mean, is bad, can you use bad as a verb? I'm gonna bad you? You could badger someone. I was badgered before, because a couple of badgers came into the Golden Garage, and they ate, like, 5 of my little toes. Yes, I have 5 little toes. And I'm not talking about, like, 5, well, I mean, I had them, because they got my 5 little toes eaten off, but, I mean, I have, like, the average 5 toes on my feet, but, you know, the little toe, the one that's really small on the, like, on the right, the smallest one, yeah, I had 5 of those, cause, see, my toes, they had babies, they had children, but, a badger came and ate off 5 of the little ones, and I don't know why. I mean, it's a good thing, because now I guess I have an average-looking foot, but not really, because I have 4 toes on this, that toe grew back, but that's not the point. What I'm getting at here is, her response didn't really make sense to my question. Anyways, so we got further in the conversation. What is it, father? I don't know. I asked, what's next? She said, I'm going to become a rapper. Okay. So, I was like, okay, you can make it in rap. Everyone can make it in rap nowadays. So she said, so she showed me some of her lines. Some of her bars, excuse me. And I could say that they were definitely fancy. And, she said she's gonna come tell me some of her songs tomorrow. She'll tell me, sing some of her lyrics for me the next day. So I was like, okay, bye. Don't know why she's building all this anticipation, so had a cold night in the Golden Garage, as usual. And, she came to the Golden Garage, opened the door. Of course, she came in along with 8 other beers, but, you know, we got rid of most of the beers and also lost a finger. Got rid of that too, but that was unfortunate. So anyways, you know, I played the radio in the background just to motivate her, because, you know, she's got to get back on radio. She's got to. So she's about to read me her lines, and she says, okay, here goes. And then on the radio, we hear, first things first, I'm the Willis. Like I'm doing lessons of physics, or whatever, you know, Iggy says in those couple of lines. So anyways, and then Carly, she's like, wait, that's the song, you know, like from Camp Rock. The food, she's like, that's the song, you know, she like did the whole look to the side, that's the song. So her song was stolen, her rap song was stolen by Iggy Azalea, you know, future, like, 2-hit wonder. So, Carly was extremely upset, because what had happened, she left her lyrics in her studio, and Iggy Azalea came in and did the first marginally gangster thing she's ever done in her life, and still Carly's lyrics. I mean, it's amazing that she got them published, like, one day after, but that was just heartbreaking to Carly. So I was like, Carly, it's okay. Carly just, she wept. I'm talking about some John chapter 11, verse 35. Carly, she wept. She wept. Oh my gosh. Like, I was taken aback. And by that, I mean I was taken by a couple of beers in the back of the garage and, you know, they ate some of my body parts, but, you're not gonna get into that. But, you know, they definitely got into me. So I had to hug her, and I was like, Carly, it's okay, we're gonna overcome this, you know, swing a little sweet chariot and all that. But she was bawling. Meanwhile, Iggy Azalea is bawling with all her cash. Carly, I felt so bad for her, so I just told her, it's okay, because though, listen, fans come and go, people like you for a minute, and make, you know, viral hits off of your junk and whatever. I mean, they make their videos, your meme for a couple of weeks, and then they forget about you. It's okay. It's how it is. And she just kept crying, and I said, they may not like you, but Carly, I like you. I really like you. I really, 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 really like you. And then I said it in a British accent just to assure her, I really, 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 really like you. But then I said it in a better British accent. I said, I really, 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 really like you. And, you know, and then I put some classical music on in the background, and then I said it over the classical music, and, you know, Carly, she just stood there and wept, as I just kept telling her how much I liked her, and then her eyes, they lit up. And she said, thank you. I said, you're welcome. She left, and she came back. Well, not physically, but audibly, through my radio, I heard, I really like you, and I realized that she stole my song. You know, when I left to go listen to the song, that was when I heard it, on the radio, because that guy over there, who's actually a bear, he told me that he was correcting me and telling me that Carly actually still did have a hit. So then I left, and waited until the song came on the radio to hear it. I didn't just go on the internet and listen to it. So I was really upset that, you know, she just stole it and didn't tell me. I was so sad, and, you know, so I got the phone and I called her, and she didn't call me again. I mean, she didn't answer back. I was... it's funny how things work, you know? I went to my email, and she... The email was from, like, months ago, which is kind of odd when you think about it. And she was telling me, you know, sometimes people just, you know, they get what they need from you, and, you know, they become viral sensations, and, you know, you're a meme for a week, and then they move on, and they forget about you, and they don't like you anymore. And I emailed back And I said, okay. And, you know. She sent me an email, you know, shortly after. And she said, it probably wasn't actually who, it was probably one of her, you know, the various email people, you know, as celebrities have, important people have, people who manage their social accounts and whatnot. She said, call me never. hey, I met you a while ago, and this isn't all that crazy, actually, somewhat reasonable, figuring that I don't like you, but don't call my number. Don't call me maybe. Call me never. That's what it said. I'm sorry, I'm making this up, so, you know, I forget what I'm trying to say. So, the moral of the story is this. Carly Rae Jepsen is still a one-hit wonder. And guess what? I came up with the chorus for her song. So, Carly, I don't need no hateration, holleration. I don't need any of that from you. You know what? Carly, go get all your money. Get all your money. But here's the thing, Carly. The Golden Garage is still taking over. And if you don't know, now you know. Pringle. That's a good name. That's a good word to say. Pringle. Yeah, I'm gonna call people Pringles now. Pringle. Yeah. Pringle Star. Yeah, okay. Well, there you have it. I thought that was a good story. I'm sorry if you heard all the rummaging around in the background. Those were obviously the animals. Hopefully not ghosts. Carly Rae Jepsen, I hope you don't sue us. Because obviously that story wasn't the most legitimate thing in the universe. But trust me. If someone actually steals a song I came up with, I'll let you know, okay? I'll tell the entire world from this Golden Garage. I'm serious. Like, legit. I would let you know. Not that, like, I'm afraid of anyone stealing the beautiful music I make in here, you know, the... Yeah, my harmonica skills. Well, I guess not really skills if you're just making noise with the instrument and not actually playing it properly. Regardless, yeah. Carly, we weren't trying to defame your name or anything. You can do that by yourself, but, Carly, you are a ray of Jepsen to the entire world. Okay. Anyway, this upcoming sketch is called Shafet. So please enjoy and don't sue us.
Ah, Shafet, a fast food restaurant chain found on the sweet island of Barbados. It is home to some of the greatest culinary delicacies in the country. We now join a tourist entering the restaurant who actually believes all of that stuff that I just said.
Welcome to Shafet. May I take your order?
Oh, hey, how are ya?
I'm good. What you want for eat?
I'm not sure yet. Let me look at the menu. Mm-hmm.
Look! Don't hold up the people down line!
Pardon?
Hurry up, Naman!
No, please don't rush me. I can't figure out what I want.
I'll give you 2 minutes to get out of the people damn restaurant!
Okay, I'll have a rot eye.
Pardon me?
Rot eye. A number two. Rot eye.
Oh, dear lord, what is a rot eye? It is a rooty. That's what we call it. You say rooty, understand?
How do you say it?
Rooty. R-O-T-I. Rooty.
Okay, one of those. Thank you.
One rooty. Will that be all?
What's in it?
What's in what?
What's in a rot eye? I mean, rooty.
What? What's in it? Oh, lord. So you come into the people damn restaurant, you order a rooty, you can't pronounce rooty, but you order one. You tell me that you want a number two. Number two is rooty, right?
Yes, I believe so.
Right. Okay, so we know that you want a rooty. That is accomplished. By telling me that you want a rooty, that means that you agree to pay for your food, alright? But now you ask me what is in the rooty. How are you going to come into the people's place, ask for something for eat, and not know what you're getting? That make any sense? What really going on here?
I don't know. Is it a crime to ask a question?
No, it is not that you ask me question. No, it is not that. Here's the problem. The problem is that you ask me question after you order. You should ask the question before you order the roti, right?
I suppose so. May I know what's in it?
He laughs. People giving me jokes. Okay, roti is chicken, beef, curry, potato, wrapped in dough. It tastes really sweet. Get your roti from Chefette, let me tell you. Because if you have your mother make you roti, there's gonna be bare bones all up inside the roti. There'll be bones all upon your head, all upon your mouth, and you find some down upon your butt, see? Bone all about the place. Wah! All about the place. Wallas!
So beef and potato. I think I can have that. I'll try that.
Try! You can eat the whole thing!
Oh, I'm sorry, one more thing. May I have some french fries with that? That
won't be too much trouble. We don't have no french fries!
But, I see the picture on the menu. It...
What does it say next to the picture?
Well, it says, chips. Oh yes, may I have some chips too? Ways, please? Oh, along with the french fries?
No! We don't have french fries!
Okay, I'll take the chips instead.
Listen, french fries is chips.
Oh, well,
No, I have a question. I have a question. When you come to people's country, do you learn about people them speak?
I'm sorry, I don't speak Bayesian. I'm so lost.
Where are you from?
Oh, I'm from
America. I know. The States. Listen, you can have your french fries there. But if you come here, you gonna eat chips, understood? Wanna think you know everything?
May I have Lay's?
No. Your American chips here are called Conkers. You can even call them crisp if you like in England. Like in England where they want to love the Queen Dambotsy. Here you eat chips, understood? Bare foolishness.
Okay, never mind. I'll just have to rot eye. Roti. And something to drink. What do you recommend?
Get out the people damn chefette here. I'll give you some Morbi to drink.
I'm sorry, what?
Morbi, it is drink. Can you read the menu? Read the menu! You see Morbi upon the menu, right?
Fruity Sprite. Is it the Maobi?
I tell you that there is a drink that is called Moby. You read the menu and find a word spelled M-A-U-B-Y. You know that there is a drink pronounced Marby because you heard me say Marby. You heard this. So you see this word. There is no other word that starts with M on the menu. So tell me this here. You knew that that was the drink that I was talking about, but you choose to say it wrong. It is Marby. It is from boiled root. But this is just the one with bear syrup and the people them drink.
There's bear syrup in there? I think I'll pass on the Marby.
No, bear. Bear means that there's bear stuff. You know, it's how the people does talk.
What? I'm so lost.
Hush your mouth. Your roti will be done in 1 minute. Go so when they call you.
Go so? So what? Clothes?
Go so! Go in this direction! Go so! Go in the people them direction!
Well, I'm sorry that I don't understand your poor slang, but I'm a tourist. I'm just trying to enjoy my vacation, okay?
What?
I'm sorry, but you don't talk properly.
You think?
Okay. Okay. Let me tell you something, okay? Listen to me real good. Listen to me. You come into this restaurant and you think you know everything, but you don't know anything. You think because you're from the States that you is the Queen of England or that you're the blasted Prime Minister. Who are you? Who is you? You think you're more educated than me because I speak with my accent. You funny, you real funny. You can't pronounce the food. You don't know how the people them talk. Let me stop myself before I say something disrespectful and get fired from this hair chefette. I is just up in this yellow and purple uniform looking like a clown. And you want me to put up with you getting vexed, telling me foolishness? I'm sorry, where's my food? I just want to leave.
No. You can leave after you pay, okay? Let me tell you something else about you. Look at yourself. You look like a cow coming down the gully. You fat as a cow. You come into the people damn eatery looking real stink with your hair looking like a bird's nest. Your clothes looking like a wash rag hung up in the washroom. You look stink. Let me stop before I beat this bomber club on here.
You know what? I'm going to press charges.
This is not America. You can't just go around pressing charges. But then again, go ahead. Police can back me up. He can pelt stones at me. He can spray me with the beige and pepper spray. I don't care. I got my dignity.
You know what? I'm sorry. Can I just...
Number 5 is done.
Have your food. Thank you for coming to Safet. Don't come back here.
Yes, sir.
Are not affiliated with the People Them Chefette and are not mocking the establishment. Please excuse any perceived stereotypes. The characters portrayed are not meant to display any stereotypes, but to rather entertain you. Do not take it too seriously. However, if there's anything especially inaccurate, please inform us. But from our experiences and knowledge, everything is accurate. Ish. But yes, they are exaggerated characters. Thank you!
Well, that's the show. Thanks for spending some time with me. Goodbye, and God bless.
Dr. K out.